Actually, that's a good question. The African immigrants face various challenges. The biggest, perhaps, is the language barrier. As you may be aware, Africa has so many thousands of languages. Even within one country, we have hundreds of languages. So when African immigrants get to the United States, especially coming from a non-English-speaking countries, then they face these challenges of how to communicate to the American public. Or if they are going to college, how do they really understand the professors and the teachers?
What is it about Dayton that attracts African immigrants? I know the Welcome Dayton plan plays a really important part in that.
Dayton has historically been very popular with resettlement of refugees from conflict areas in Africa and Southeast Asia, Eastern Europe. We have so many refugees resettled here through the Catholic Church and other faith communities that are given these contracts by the State Department to resettle refugees from conflict areas. One of those resettlement agencies is right here in Dayton. So Dayton has a long history. So many refugees come and live here.
You've done a lot to make this an immigrant-friendly community. Tell me about some of the programs that you've developed to help immigrants make that transition.
In Dayton, the program involves actually empowering African immigrants, and because they face such special challenges. They mostly come from refugee camps that have no access to basic education. They don't have the basic writing skills. And when they come here, we have programs that actually connect them to come for public forums so they can tell us about their needs and services that they require. So AFSE is able to have community forums that we call African Diaspora Dialogue. The other program we have is a soccer tournament. We have youth, a lot of young men who ran away from the war, and they are here without their families. So we organize soccer to bring them from different nationalities, different religions, and different cultures so that they can feel a sense of community and also they can start seeing building peace among themselves as part of the building peace in their own countries.
What's it like for you to see young men and kids from several different countries in Africa playing freely together?
It is amazing. Some of these kids come from nations where they have inter-ethnic violence. And when they come here, the youth don't, you know, have those baggages. And we see them playing together like brothers and sisters. And they are actually, they feel that they don't have those differences. And it's so exciting to see young people start building peace across those lines.
You can find out how to get more information about the American Friends Service Committee in Ohio on our website at wnku.org under Regional News. Migwe Kamemia, thank you for your time. Good luck.
Thank you, sir.